Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. So today, I hope you guys are doing well. I want to apologize for the sinuses in my voice. I've been dealing with a serious cold, but I needed to do this podcast, or I need to do this podcast, because I believe it's going to help me and also help a lot of us dealing with depression and anxiety. So before I even jump into this podcast, which might become a thing where I document how I get better by the grace of God, I just want to point out that apparently there's a thing called depression nest, and that's a, how do I put it, you know, when people get depressed, when they can't do anything, they feel numb, they begin to, you know, litter their house, and apparently it's a thing, and people, you know, buy stuff to build their depression nest. But eventually, I think for them, when it shows that they are better, or when they know they are better, is when they are able to stand up one morning and clean all of that mess. So this particular episode will be a very short, hopefully within 5 minutes, but it's just an episode where I'm just documenting my annoyance, or what's making me feel numb or depressed, or why I'm crying, and I hope it can help somebody out there. So today I'll be focusing on my self-esteem. Today I feel numb. I've cried for like a minute. I feel totally helpless. I feel totally out of my own body. I feel like I worked hard to get to a particular position with how I looked, and life threw a wrench in, you know, my work, and I feel so fucking less of myself. Coupled with the fact that I've been trying to work on this depression thing for a while, and so if I make any little progress, it gets taken away from me. I just slip back into those dark days, and to be honest, I'm in a very, 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 very dark place right now. I feel numb. I feel totally helpless because I remember her. I remember who I got cheated on with. I remember who I got lied to about, if that makes any sense. And although the breakup has happened, it still lingers on, because I used to be a very strong, independent, confident person. But somehow, I have been broken down to somebody who doesn't even know who she is anymore. And I'm not even crying while I'm saying this. It's just, I don't know who I am anymore at this point. I feel very out of touch with myself. I'm out of touch with my body. I feel like I can't figure out where I am. It's fuzzy, it's murky. And they get to be happy. They are living their best life, according to my ex. Whenever my depression or my anxiety kicked in and I'm like talking to him, he would tell me, "You're living their best life. They are doing their own things. Why can't you do the same?" And it got me thinking, like, why do people need to break people to feel better about themselves? Then when you put that person in a position where they are unsure of themselves, you want them to heal on your timeline. You caused it, but you want them to heal on your timeline. I've been trying, to be honest. At this point, I want it to be all over with, but I know it's a daily thing. So my journey to gratitude starts now. For every time I'm going to feel like shit, like crap, like a piece of shit, I'm going to come up here and give a little pep talk to myself. I'm going to say why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, and then give a little pep talk. I hope this helps somebody out there. And if you have, you know, if you want to also share, please feel free to do that. I'm not going to be dropping any links or anything at this point. I just want people to connect. And if you have something to say, please drop a voice message. I'm looking for a community of people I could talk to as well. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day.
Situation, but if you ever come across this type of man, just keep your distance or you'll end up blacked out. And I'm not sure what I should do now with all of this blood from all of our love all over me. Yeah.